The next Masechet is Ksubis, specifically, probably we'll start with Elul Nairos, the third Perek, but I think we're not learning next week after Yom Kippur, but Yom Kippur and Sukkot won't be learning. We'll decide already when we're starting again, and we might start continuing the Dorim till, you know, because I learn here what I, you know, from the morning, so I have to catch up. So maybe we'll just continue the Dorim until we can start the Ksubis. We don't have to wait for the Zman to start. I always say Balabatim, with all due respect, Balabatim have no Zman, so they can't have a Bein HaZmanim. You only get a Bein HaZmanim if you have a Zman. If you don't have a Zman, you don't know why you don't deserve a Bein HaZmanim. Okay. But next week we won't be learning for many reasons. For various reasons. You can learn if you want. It's okay, I have no problem with that. If I catch you learning, it's okay. We should really learn Hilchos Sukkah. Yeah, you guys want to learn Hilchos Sukkah? You can learn Hilchos Sukkah. Maybe I don't want to commit myself because I don't know my schedule next week. I'm not sure what it'll be. Maybe we'll learn Hilchos Sukkah. I don't know. I can't commit now, but that's an idea. Okay. Samaches Mar Aleph, the middle of the Amud. Iboy Elohu. A very, very interesting Gemara. Very interesting Gemara. Fascinating. The Gemara assumes very, very, very fair. What do we have? We have Nair Marosel view by the Mafir in the Dereha. And we heard that the Baal's Hafara has to hook up to the husband. Sorry. Yeah, the Baal's Hafara has to hook up to the father's. The father needs the Baal, although he may not. Now, when you need two things to effect something, so automatically, you know, you think, well, what does each one do alone? So, what's fascinating about this Gemara, what we're about to learn, is that the Gemara assumes, the Gemara is meniach, the Gemara takes as a premise that the father or the Orus's hafara on its own accomplishes something, which is really counterintuitive and against everything we've been assuming up till now. And really, like, if you have Shutfin, right? If you were to tell me Shutfin own a pen, so they both have to agree to sell it, right? They both sell it. So if only one of them sells it, see, nothing's been accomplished. It's not like he can sell his half, you know, he can sell his half and the other person will become a Shutf, but that's his half. But in terms of the Shutfas, he can't do anything. So here the Gemara assumes that each one will accomplish something. Now, it's still true, I assume, what we learned in the beginning of the Perek, that you still need Chazi Litzterufe, and if there's a block where they can't connect, there's a Hakoma, then it'll be Botel. That's what we saw in the beginning of the Masechta. It'll be Botel, especially if it's the Oruses, for sure. There's nothing without the Father. But with all the nothings and nothings and nothings that we've learned, now the Gemara pops up, seemingly out of nowhere. I mean, it's not out of nowhere, we're starting a new sugya. And you see in the sugya that the Gemara assumes that each one's hafara accomplishes something. And the question is, what does it accomplish?
Independent of the other one?
Independent of the other one. Now, it would still be Botel if it's not ultimate. If it doesn't ultimately hook up with the other, it's Botel. But each one affects a half a nether. Each one is Mater half the nether. Yeah, that is Botel. It's Botel, yeah. Then its effect becomes Botel too. The Hafara is Botel. You know, the Gemara is not backtracking on what it said in the beginning of the Perek. If it's not Chazal, it's Botel.
So then
the Pella is...
It wouldn't accomplish anything on its own.
Well, whatever it accomplished would be Botel. The Pella is, the Gemara is saying, until it's Botel, it actually accomplishes something. Now, you have a Gemara in Menachos that talks about two things in a korban are needed to make it mutter to eat, let's say. The Haktorah and the Zrikus Hadom. You have like Shnei Dvorim, Hamalin, Zebelo Zeh. So Gemara assumes for Dovah Pashut, this is the Karen Arya's example, that one alone is nothing. You need two things. And each one is nothing. Here, there's an assumption that each one is something. It's really very strange, especially since if they ultimately don't hook up, or if they're prevented from hooking up with each other, then they're batel. So really, so I think I understood the Gemara because of the nature of the shutfus. As I said, you're dealing with an ov who really had a reshus over the daughter from before, right? And you're dealing with an arus who normally doesn't have a reshus over the arusa. But here the Torah gave him a right to be meif in the darim. You know, like you have in math, when I went to school, we learned sets and subsets. I don't know if they still have that stuff.
Yeah.
So really there's no, there's a, like an intersection. What, not intersection, what's it called when they overlap? When they intersect.
Yeah.
What?
Yeah.
Intersect? There's really no intersection. In other words, by a regular shutfus, there's an intersection. The two people share. We say, we both own this Gemara. I think, this is my opinion, that when you say the father and the Baal are shutvin, they could be mefa and the dara, but there's really no intersect. It's like the case in Peah, where two people buy a tree, but one owns the south side of the tree and one owns the north side of the tree. So for some reason they're still shutvin. Each one didn't buy half a tree. They bought a tree b'shutvus, but they decided at the outset, you'll get the north and you'll get the south. So the Mishnah still calls them shutvin, but they give two payas. Each one has to get their own paya, because there's no intersect in the shutvis. So apparently, the lumda shavard, but apparently it's true, apparently you could have a shutvis where the two shutvin don't intersect, and they each have their own. There is an entity in which they're shutvin. In other words, we don't say, I own half a tree and you own half a tree. I own the north side of the tree and you own the other side of the tree, so we're not even shutvin. Conceptually, you would think that if there's no intersect, then they're not shutvin. Right? Why are you calling them shutvin for? You own a half, you own a half. Apparently,
if you split the tree, it'll kill it.
What?
Yeah.
Apparently, there's a conceptual intersect. Although in the actual tangible bylaws, there's no intersect. So I think Ovin and Oros is a good example of that. Lemaisa de Shutvin, because there's only one girl, and there's only one Ned there, and they both have to be made for it, for the Hafara to take full effect. So they're Shutvin. But there's really no intersect. The father has a bylaws of a father. It's not like if a woman would have two husbands, then you would say they're both Shutvin. And there's an intersect, like they both, she's in the reshus of both of them, Megabi Haforos Nadorim, and they both have to be made for Neder. That would be mamish like a shutvus, like two people own a sefer, two people own this. So they both are owners, and they both have to sell it, they both have to buy it, and they both, they're shutvin.
And if it's an intersect, the tree dies, the woman dies, and the man dies,
Yeah, so what is your point? I'm not asking a kasha. I'm saying Adrava. The way I understand the Gemara, that the reason there's an assumption that each one accomplishes half, I'm explaining the Gemara. I'm coming to explain the Gemara. I think that intuitively, you would think each one can do nothing. You start the Gemara, especially in light of the fact that if they're not mitzaref, it's botel. All these terrible things we learn. You say, Aviu Bailam, Nara Moros, Aviu Bailam, Afirin and Dorea, Hefer Ovlo, Hefer Abal. I mean, really, the Mishnah says, Ein Mufar. In terms of the end product, the final bottom line of the Nether being Mufar, our Gemara is like almost contradictory to the Mishnah. The Mishnah says, if one of them is Mefer and not the other one, Ein Mufar.
Does the law
Right, doesn't say lo yosef klo. That's the tremendous chiddush. The Gemara assumes it does do something. I think the reason there's such an... Karenairo is bothered by the assumption. He thinks it's intuitive to assume that each one does nothing till they connect, till they mitzvah. So I think that the lumdus is, of course, there's no intersect. So I think that's a reason that logically each one does something. So he does something, and he does something, so when they connect, they equal that the whole matter is moving. If there's an intersect, so you say you need both to do something, each one alone is nothing. That's what's mustabra to me. I understand that svara. That's how I understand the Gemara's assumption. But if there's no intersect, so then each one's operating like in their own world. So each one can accomplish a half. And then the two halves get together and they're made for the whole matter. What the Gemara asks is that how is this half manifest itself? Iboyulahu Ba'al, and the Ran right away says that although the Gemara's question is couched in terms of the Ba'al, it's the same question if the Av was made for it, the father was made for it. That's what the Ran and almost all of the Rishonim speak that out. You shouldn't think the question is focused on the Ba'al, it's either of the two. Megas Gaius, that he cut it in half, or Miklish Kolish, or does he weaken it? This is a classic question. There's two ways to do things in half. You can do it in Echus, you can do it in Kamus. And the Gemara actually considers that he cuts the nether in half. It's amazing. Let's learn the difference, the Gemara says. It's hard to understand how such a thing exists. The only way it can exist, of course, is because Hafara is a legality. Hafara doesn't shoot down the nether like the nether is like a standing target, and Hafara is a bullet, and you shoot the target falls and finishes. It's a din, it's a legality, and the legality works half. So is it half this way or half that way? There's different ways. The reason even you can get such weird results that we'll learn in a moment is because you're dealing with the legality. You're dealing with a legal, again, like Hafara is a chalais din. It's a din. It's a legality. The nether is mufar. Like we had a treaty. This is what the Gemara is saying. We had a treaty. So half the treaty can be breached. So does half the treaty mean that the punishment for breaching it becomes less severe? The isser, the prohibition against breaching it, ratchets down and is less severe. That's miklish kolish. The nether is weaker. The Gemara considers that she doesn't get malchus if she violates the nether. It's wild. If she now, one of them, the half is this way. It's an echus, qualitatively. He does half the nether qualitatively. And that's chal. And it's miklish kolish. The nether is now weakened. What do you mean weakened? If she violates the nether, she does not get malchus. It becomes a weaker isser. Say, how does that happen? How does it become a weaker isser? You have to say it's a legality hafara. So if you assume there's a half hafara, so it becomes weakened. That's one side of the Gemara. The other side is Megas Gaius, that chops it in half. And if she said that these two cell phones should be usher on me, then one becomes mutter. It chops the nether in half that way. You don't know which one. Nobody knows which one. But if she only eats one, she won't get... If she eats both, she'll get malchus. Because the isser has not been weakened. If she eats one, she maybe did nothing at all wrong. Miklish kolish is the isser remains, but it's weakened. Kolish in Aramaic means weak. She made it weak. Miklish kolish, she made it weak. Megas Gaius means she chopped it in half. She cut it. So is it half quantitatively or half qualitatively?
But what happens if it's a netter that you can't cut in half?
I don't know. Give me an example. If you can't, then you don't.
One cell phone. One cell phone.
So,
yeah.
Well, she won't be netted for the cell phone. I don't know. I haven't resolved that to my satisfaction. If it can't be cut in half, then it's not. And it's only conceptually cut in half, and we have no manifestation of it. Now, the Gemara is asking a very lumdish point. It assumes that each one's mefer half, and is it qualitative or quantitative? What I think the answer to your question is if on the tzad that it's quantitative, cuts it in half, if that half has no practical expression in the real world, like you say, she said, I'm not going to be nana from this cell phone. So what does cutting it in half mean? It doesn't mean anything. So to me that means, the best I can come up with, to me that means only avada hafara works megas gaias, it cuts it in half. That has no expression in this case. It has no practical ramification in this world. So it remains only a conceptual idea. Yeah, according to this mandiyama, she would get malchus. It's only if mikdash kolish that lechora always has a practical ramification, that the iser becomes weakened. There's also a chiddush, by the way, that we take an iser with malchus and we weaken the iser, and when you weaken the iser, it becomes. But that already you find throughout the Torah that a weaker iser has no malchus. You have lav she'en bo ma'aseh is a weaker iser. Lav hanitek la'aseh is a weaker iser. If you're over on an aseh, it's a weaker iser than if you're over a lot. So the idea that you have weaker isurim that are not so heavy, that are not so intense, and they have no malchus, that itself is not a foreign idea. That's that you find. Chatzishir also in a Torah, right? So there's no malchus. It's a weaker iser than a shir shalem. Megas gaias is wild. So I think, like you said, I think if that has no expression in the real world, so it doesn't. It's also itaka doesn't. So it remains a concept, and we can't figure out in our world, right? The reason is, by the way, because no such thing as half a cell phone. The cell phone is a thing, right? I mean, the Gemara has a case where she's neither from two pieces of bread. So, you know, two pieces of bread, so then one becomes, each one is osur, and if you chop the nether in half, one becomes mutter. That's a very good question. I'm not sure what the answer is. What I think the answer is, I want to give you an answer. I think the answer is that because the express is because of the Lashon HaNeder. A neder is a chameleon. A chameleon takes different shapes. The neder takes the shape, the neder is words. So it takes the shape of however you chose to say it. So you said two pieces of bread. So half the neder is one piece of bread. Both? What?
Two pieces of bread were solid.
No. But she means each one. No. If she meant dafka both, and she doesn't violate the iser unless she eats both, right? That nether can't be cut in half. If the nether was that the two should be usher on me, you could structure a nether, two pieces of bread should be usher on me. And you could mean only two. In other words, until I eat both, I'm not violating an isser. What I'm ushering is eating two pieces of bread. That can't be cut in half. Cutting it in half only makes it worse, right? Can't cut it in half. Cutting it in half makes it more usher, not less. If I say I'm not going to eat two pieces of bread, so cutting it in half is cutting it in half has to make it more kal, not more chomer. Are you with me? Let's say a person says I'm not going to eat two pieces of bread, and he says it in a way that it means dafka two pieces. And if he doesn't eat two pieces, it's not usher. The only thing that's usher is to eat both. What's half of that nether? Now, don't you see that? That's impossible. Half the nether means half is mutter and half is asur.
But one is worse.
One is worse than two. It's more asur. If he can't eat even one, till now he couldn't eat only both. Right? So if you can't, so half the nether doesn't mean one. That's double the nether, not half. If a person structures his nether that he won't eat two pieces of bread, it's not a lashon of a nether, but for convenience sake, I'm just using these lashon, that he won't eat two pieces of bread. And he says it in a way that is clear what he means, and a person can do that. If a person says, that it means I won't eat both. I'm allowed to eat one. I won't eat both. You can make such a nether. No, that's not the point. It's a question of wording. We're dealing with semantics. I'm talking about this two pieces of bread that each one is asur. That's normal when you say two pieces. That's why it says these two pieces of bread. I don't want to make this more lumdish. It's not lumdish. I'm talking practical. If I'm holding two pieces of bread in my hand and I say these two pieces should be asur on me, normally that means to an average person in the dictionary, a normal speaker, it means each one is asur. It doesn't mean you have to eat both to violate this. So you say, okay, so what's half of that? One's mutter and one's asur, instead of both being asur. But if the person indeed structures his nether that the eating of these two breads should be asur on me, meaning dafka these two, both of them, right? That's what's asur. A person can make any nether he wants. He can make a nether, I'm not going to eat 5 pounds of chocolate, right? He means dafka 5 pounds of chocolate he's asur on himself, not 4 pounds. So that can't be cut in half. Where are you going to cut it? You can't cut it and say now one piece of bread is asur. That makes things worse. That's double, not half.
So you can't have 10 pounds of chocolate.
What?
So you can't have 10 pounds of chocolate.
I don't think that's also not half.
It's twice as...
It's not half. Yeah, he only talked about 5 pounds.
What if you ate one...
I don't have a right to talk about 10 pounds. You can't add to the net there. It might be half very, very conceptually, but you're adding to the nether. He only talked about 5 pounds of chocolate. I don't think you have a right to talk about 10 pounds if he'd only talked about five.
If you ate 1.5 pieces of bread, that also wouldn't be...
Wait, what was the nether?
2 pieces of bread.
In what way 2? Each or dafka 2?
Dafka 2.
Yes, if you eat 1.5, you're not over.
And you're also not over.
Not also, you're not over
anything. You're not over until you eat the whole 2.
Right, that's why I think it's impossible to come up with a Megas Gaius in that case.
Right.
You can't chop that nether in half, because...
As long as you leave a crumb left over.
Right, and you can't chop it in half, because chopping it in half would really be doubling it. I don't think so. I don't think so, because I don't think you can change the nature of the nether. The nether talked about 5 pounds. Bishlam in the Gemara's case, where he said these two, and it meant each one. And Megas Gaius says, okay, one of them is now mutter and one's asur, and we don't know which one. So you didn't change the nature of the nether. You still talked about these two each. And now you said, okay, one's mutter. I took care of half of the nether. The nether asked two things. One plus one. It asked each one. And now I cut away half the nether, so one is still asur. I don't know which one. I did have a tzad a little different than what you said, but I don't think it's true. Not that you have to eat 10 pounds of chocolate, but I'm just thinking like almost whimsically. You have to eat 10 pounds of chocolate, but only 5 are asur. In other words, half of 5 out of 5 is 5 out of 10.
As opposed to 2.5 out of 5.
2.5 out of 5 is doubling the issa. No, in other words, I came up with what I think Megas Gaius might be. if I can't eat two pieces of bread, so Megas Gaius might be that I can't eat two out of four. It's two out of four is half of two out of two. If you don't like it, forget it. That is half of two out of two. You can't eat two out of two. But you have to eat four, and when you eat four, now two are also. Okay, you don't like it, forget it. That's what I thought might be called half the nether. So again, look, I'll be pshat in the Gemara, so I think if it can't be cut in half, so it's not. It's all, so there's no manifestation of that side. I don't think there has to be. Now, I don't know. Does it work in terms of time? There's a lot of things I don't understand. And the truth is, that's the maskana of the Gemara, at least according to Meshamai. So it's very odd. Let's say you say, I won't eat this again. If I say I won't eat this for 10 days, so it's not half the nether to say, okay, you can't eat it. Oh, yeah, it is.
I can't eat it for five.
That would that be Megas Gaius? I can't eat it for five instead of for 10. Yeah. In other words, your nether asked it for a time frame of 10 days. So cutting the nether in half in Kamos, not in Echos. Echos will always be Miklish Kolish. You weaken the nether. Kamos is half the nether. So I say, if you say in terms of time, maybe. What? No, I'm saying, let's say I can't, like the cell phone. The cell phone should be usher on me for 10 days. So I'm saying there is a way to cut it in half and say it only won't be usher on me for 5 days. It only won't be usher on me for 5 days.
So if you did both cell phones for 10 days, then it would be one cell phone for five. In other words, is it truly God's
sake? I don't know. It's not clear. If I'm right about the time and 10 days, so what would be if he says 10 cell phones for 2 days, which way would it go in half? Would it be one cell phone for 10 days, or would it be two cell phones for 5 days?
Or would it be actually five cell phones for 1 day? In other words, splitting both in half.
No.
Because you're going to be splitting all quantities in half.
But the only quantity is two cell phones.
Right.
One for five.
Right.
No,
right.
That would be a quarter. Then you'd be left with a quarter of the nether. If you ask for two cell phones for 10 days, and you end up with one cell phone also for 5 days, you're left with a quarter of the nether, not with a half. It's weird. It's very weird, and there's a lot of question marks that the Gemara and the Rishonim don't talk about. Like, this is the major one. What about a nether that you can't cut in half? It's not clear. It's not clear. Baruch Hashem, we end up Miklos Kolish according to Beis Hillel. The Gemara ends up in one blot that this is the Machlokas Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel. Very, very, very convoluted how we see it in Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel. Believe me, it's not like Beis Shammai Yomer and Megas Gaius or Beis Hillel Yomer and Miklos Kolish. You should only be so lucky. It doesn't work like that. It's a long, long Machlokas Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel that in a million years you wouldn't think of connecting it to this Shaila. But the Gemara says it connects to this Shaila. Okay, well, time flies when you're having fun. Come on, this must be something in computers like this. Like, what's a half-life?